Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about Joe Biden. CNN says that Joe Biden would make face masks mandatory for Americans. Never mind that every serious scientific study has shown that masks don't work. And never mind that it says right on the box that masks don't work. It will not provide any protection against COVID-19 or other viruses or contaminants. Wearing an ear loop mask does not reduce the risk of contracting any disease or infection. Never mind that mask mandates are failing all over the world. Neither the lockdown or the mask mandate has done California any good. And in Peru and many other places, it's exactly the same story. Lockdowns and mask mandates do nothing to prevent the eventual spread of the virus. The only thing that's going to stop the spread of the virus is when most of the population develops immunity. It's also known that wearing masks all the time is dangerous and cuts off oxygen to the brain, which might explain Joe Biden's condition. Apparently, he wants to bring to America what's going on in Victoria.
Yeah, but you're choking her. As a man on a girl and you choked her. For what? For a mask? For not having a mask? Look how pathetic you are. She doesn't have a mask. Are you serious?
She's in pain. She says she's in pain.
Are you
with
me now?
Okay.
I need to
confirm
your identity.
I don't have my ID.
Well then where is it?
It's in my mom's car.
You don't have a wallet here?
No,
where's
I don't
your
have
mom's car.
It's close by.
No. You need to talk to me, okay? The reason we're arresting your mom and we're going to arrest you is because we can't confirm.
I was walking by.
Then how come she's told you that you're her daughter?
Yeah, she's my mom, I know.
Okay. This is serious, you need to talk to me. Where's your ID? Because you're gonna be arrested if
it's
I can't.
My mom's
car. Where's your mom's car?
There.
It's where? Over here. Is it walking distance away?
Yes.
You need to take this seriously because you won't be arrested if I can confirm your ID. Do you hear me? You won't be arrested if I can confirm your ID. Tell me how.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yes, you are doing something wrong. You're out in contravention of the COVID restrictions, alright?
But I'm walking.
Okay, alright.
It's allowed.
I still need to confirm your ID and you're going to be under arrest.
I'm not breaking the law.
No. I believe you are, so I need to confirm your ID. How am I going to do that? No, you
Mama,
tell me. You're the one being a smart ass about this.
Joe Biden says he believes in science and Donald Trump is a fool for not wearing a mask.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
There's little or no indication that masks are of any value. So what is this really all about?
You know, we're in a situation where absurdly and ludicrously, a government is ridiculously claiming that it is interested in saving lives and protecting people's health, and is harassing a man with a health disability and dragging him into court because he refused to bend the knee to this tyranny.
But also think about the fact that at the very height of this alleged pandemic, back in April, there was no talk of compulsory masks.
No.
In all of May, when the figures were dying away to nothing, there was no talk of compulsory masks. In June, when there were no cases virtually at all, there was no talk of compulsory masks. Now, when it's gone. They are now bringing in compulsory masks. And the reason for that is they need visible evidence of terror.
Yes.
They need to create a visibility of the terror that they want to inculcate in the people. And that's why this is so important to them. These are really sinister people we're dealing with now. These are people that we previously thought of as people of our own kind, these politicians. We thought, but we have to start thinking of them now as alien beings, as hostile beings to the Irish people. They are the enemies of the Irish people. Clearly, they are intent, because the mask is a way of denying the very human face of the person. It is a way of taking away the individual, unique humanity of each person and turning us all into zombies and restoring us to a kind of animal state, so that we no longer will look at each other coming down the street as Tom or Mick or Mary, my friend, my sister, my brother, but instead as a festering mess of bacteria and viruses, which is a danger to my health. Oh, you know, I have to get out of the way. This is what they are turning the human person into. With this whole thing. This is, I'm not saying that our people are responsible for thinking this up. They don't have the brains for that or anything. But this is what they're implementing. This is the thinking behind it, to destroy the spirit of the human person, the individuality, the personality, the conscience, the character of the human person. That is what this project is about.
Toto thinks that humanity is at a crossroads where we have to decide between freedom and tyranny. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris seem to be solidly lined up on the side of tyranny. You can visit Toto on the web at realclimatescience.com.